206-8686.
We've been in a series, and the guys, I want to commend them. They always do very well. Amen. And they stay right in the same sound, which is important. They stay right in the same sound, so that's very important. How many know everything's making a sound? Amen. Let me say that again. Do you know everything? This podium is making a sound. The chair you sit on is emitting a sound, a vibration. A sound is coming from. We don't hear it. It's like a dog whistle we wouldn't hear. A dog would hear it because God gave him that sensitivity of hearing like that. But there's a sound. Now there's a certain sensitivity of hearing that we have, but sometimes we don't catch things because we hear, but we're not listening. Amen. Look at somebody and tell them, listen. Listen. You ever see something and not see it? Amen. You saw it, but you know, man, what was that? That I just have to go back and say, oh, that's what you saw, it, but you didn't see it. Okay, but everything right now is making a sound. Amen. So, what I want to talk about tonight, in addition to our series, is what I've entitled Heaven's Vibe. Amen. Heaven has a language. Amen. Heaven has sounds. They're all kingdom. And heaven has a vibe, a vibration. Now, understand, any move of God is always going to come from His Word. Amen. All right? Always a Word. Now, words carry spiritual force. Words do. Now, we did a little bit, and we'll go back and study it some more on heaven's language and terminology and dialect, because dimensions are established through language. Right, but I want to take us back all the way back to the beginning to take a look at something. And let's take a look in Genesis chapter 1. And we're talking about heaven's vibe. You know, every now and then God will allow someone, and their testimony, I have a testimony of hearing a sound that came from heaven. But there was a person, and I don't have all the details on it, it's been a long time, but they wrote a song. They were a gospel artist, Christian, contemporary artist. They wrote a song, and when they recorded it, one way, but when they listened back at the song, there were voices in the background that they didn't record. And they weren't, you know, they were a heavenly voice, not a heavenly language. They were singing the English words, but the voices were like angelic. I have no doubt that there were angels that joined, you know, in that particular song. Some of you have heard my testimony of the 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And on the 40th day, when I woke to what, the only way I can describe it is like at a football game, when the football team wins the game and the marching band, you hear all the brass, you hear the drums, you hear all that, and they're making the sound, it's a victorious sound. I woke up to that sound. And I'm looking around, now there's nothing for miles, except I could hear that it was a victory march. You know, God and heaven, in a sense, saying, okay, you've completed it. You know, now be integrated back into society. But that was the 40th day. I'll never forget that. I woke. It was like, da, 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 da. I could hear that sound real clear, like it was just around the corner or somewhere. But there are heavenly vibrations. And what we need to understand is that because we're created in the image of God, there's a sensitivity that we have, an awareness that we have to heavenly phenomena. To spiritual phenomena, things you don't see with your eyes. I don't know how many sense it, probably some do, and perhaps some more than others, but you know, some people are quick to sense the devil. Uh-oh, there's evil up in here. But how often do you sense the angels? How often do you sense the heavenly host around you? How often do you get a glimpse of them? You're tuned. You have a frequency in you, whether you see it or not. You know, some people call it a sixth sense. But the Holy Spirit will bear witness with you. See, and sometimes we're so governed by our intellect or by conformity to the world that we deny that unction. And so we settle for mediocrity rather than for what God has. Amen. But let's take a look at this. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth, in verse 2, was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Now, what I want to take a close look at is this latter part that says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. If you do an in-depth study of the Hebrew words in there, you'll find that there's a lot more to that than just meets the eye. You know, the Spirit moving. He wasn't just moving. You know, I know God doesn't do anything for naught. Everything God does, says, ever did, or ever will do has purpose behind it, eternal purpose. Okay, so the Spirit of God was moving. Now, let's establish the fact, and I said it earlier, every created thing, whether it's this, that ring you're wearing, that shoestring in your shoe, those glasses you have on, those earrings, whatever it is, if it's created, it has the ability, and it does, it vibrates. Ain't nothing standing still. It might be in the same place, but it's not standing still. If we could see it on the smallest level, everything that has been created is moving. While you're sitting there, you're moving. Everything in your, every cell in your body is moving. It's just that in this realm and in this dimension, we don't see it. Science has advanced to the place where, when microscopically on the atomic level, they can see some of these things. And they tell you everything's always moving. Everything's vibrating all the time. All right? So let's establish that. Let's understand that. If somebody say everything. Created has the ability to vibrate and does vibrate. Now, because it's vibrating, it's releasing a sound. Now, here's where it gets a little, well, I'm just going to say it. Everything that's vibrating sends off a sound, but it also has the ability to interpret a sound. Everything. You know, in Psalm 42, I think 42:7, the Lord said, deep calleth unto deep. Sounds are always sending off sounds in search of other sounds that are on the same frequency. And they'll find one another.
Amen.
It's like the old saying, birds of a feather flock. You don't see certain birds together. You see the ones that vibrate the same.
Amen.
That's the wonderful thing about the body of Christ. Unity in diversity.
Amen.
And too much is based upon color today in the world. That's the world.
Amen.
Listen, God never made races anyway.
Amen.
He made nations.
Yes.
Let's get this thing straight. The world is about race. God's about nations.
Amen.
So, here's the catch now. Everything created vibrates. It has the ability to it, and it does. It vibrates. And it sends off or releases a sound. And it also interprets vibrations, whether they are animate objects or inanimate objects. It doesn't matter. Everything in creation. If we get a hold of this understanding, we'll see how Jesus could say, if you say to this mountain, if you really get an understanding on this level of how everything operates. I wasn't able to interpret this dream, but while I was away, God gave me a dream. And I woke up and I was so overjoyed. I can't even remember all the dream, but in the dream, the Lord was showing me how everything works together. Everything, anything come your way, it works together. It was stuff just going, and it was just going, and everything was just like a rhythm. And I thought, everything is like doing the same thing.
Amen.
God said, everything works together.
Amen.
If you can believe that, if you can not get down when things don't seem to go the way your eye test thinks it ought to go, but you understand, no, that's working right too. That's doing exactly, that ain't doing nothing that God hasn't allowed it to do. Momentarily, and it's only temporary, and it too is going to work together.
Yeah.
Amen. How many know there's a rhythm in life?
Yeah.
And when you find that rhythm, you get into what I call the flow.
Amen.
Everything's flowing.
Amen.
When Adam and Eve fell, dis-ease. There was no more ease. Trouble started. And attached to dis-ease was sickness and death and destruction and the devil. Okay? Now, let's establish that. Everything. Somebody say everything.
Everything.
I'm telling you, this will open up your spirit to see God. And to be able to believe God, because where we're going, if you're not there, is into the realm of possibility.
Have you heard? Every Sunday at 9 a.m. starting this Sunday, January 28th, it's Generation Next at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. It's a creative, innovative, fun program designed just for you, all youth and teens ages 8 to 18. For more information or to register, call 772-465-0036. Transportation is provided in the Fort Pierce area, and a continental breakfast will be served.